November 1st, 1902. True seriousness is found in religion, and true religion consists in looking at one's neighbor in God, and at God in one's neighbor. As I was in my usual state, I felt I was going outside of myself, and I found a child crying, and also several men. And one of them, more serious, took a drink, extremely bitter, and gave it to that crying child, who suffered so much in swallowing it that his throat seemed to choke. Not knowing who he was, out of compassion, I took him in my arms, saying to him, "Yet he is a serious man, and did this to you. Poor little one, come to me, for I want to dry your tears." And he said to me, "True seriousness is found in religion, and true religion consists in looking at one's neighbor in God, and at God in one's neighbor." And then, drawing close to my ear, so much so that his lips touched me, and his voice resounded in my ear, he added, "The word religion is a ridiculous word for the world, and it seems to be worth nothing. Yet, before me, every word that pertains to religion is a virtue of infinite value, and so much so that I made use of the word in order to propagate the faith in the whole universe. And one who exercises himself in this serves me as mouth to manifest my will to creatures." As he was saying this, I understood very well that it was Jesus. On hearing his clear voice, which I had not heard for so long, I felt myself rise again from death to life. I was waiting for him to finish speaking, to tell him of my extreme needs, but no, as soon as I stopped hearing his voice, he disappeared, and I was left disconsolate and afflicted.